Lots of people have voiced frustration lately about UFOs and the lack of perceived progress related to this subject. And this frustration is causing people to take a break from UFOs, and in some cases, abandon the subject completely. Like it or not, this is very common in the UFO community, and always has been. Let's explore this a bit more.
Is it UFO or UAP? The government's confusing me. The experts make it complicated. Lack of answers has me jaded. UFO, I don't know. UAP, yeah, I guess so. Searching for answers, where to begin? Round and round in circles again. Thunderstruck by mass confusion. Is it fact or fiction? Convolution. UFO.
Hello, citizens, and welcome to UFO UAP WTF. I'm your host, Jason McClellan, and together we'll be exploring the fascinating, enigmatic, and frustrating subject of UFOs. I'm recording this episode in April of 2024, and there's been a noticeable number of people on social media voicing frustration at the UFO topic. And the level of frustration these people feel is so great that they've even stated that they are either taking a break or stepping away from the UFO topic altogether. I know we've touched on this issue on previous episodes of this show, and you just heard the words come out of my mouth a few seconds ago. UFOs are fascinating, enigmatic, and frustrating. UFO burnout is very real. I know I personally felt it and had to deal with it many times over the years. We're going to talk a little more about that soon, but let's quickly see what's been in the news. A recent article in the Ottawa Citizen suggests that the Canadian military has lost interest in UFOs. The story titled, ET Call NDHQ, Canadian Forces Lose Interest in UFOs, was published on April 16th. The article mentions that a Royal Canadian Air Force officer joined other allied military leaders in attending a meeting in Washington, D.C. in May of 2023 with the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or ARRO, where sharing UFO information was discussed, but Canada's military doesn't seem to have any plans for future meetings about UFOs. According to the article, a National Defense Department spokesperson stated, quote, "At this time, we are not aware of any planned meeting on UAPs," end quote. UAP is the current term of choice for militaries and governments when referring to UFOs. It's an initialism that stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. The article goes on to mention the Sky Canada Project, a UFO project created by the Canadian government in 2022 and led by the Office of the Chief Science Advisor of Canada, with a purpose to study, quote, how UAP reports from the public are managed in Canada and to recommend improvements, end quote. This is the first known official Canadian UFO study in nearly 30 years. But according to the article, quote, neither National Defense nor the Canadian Forces are working with or involved in the Sky Canada project, end quote. So is the Ottawa Citizen reading too much into these recent events and statements? Or is Canada's military legitimately uninterested in UFOs? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I will point out that there is an impending UFO report coming this fall from the Canadian government's top scientific advisor. So that might shed some additional light on the Canadian military's current UFO attitude. On Tuesday, April 16th, the United States Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security publicly released documents related to a proposed UFO project named Kona Blue. A letter in the released documents from DHS Acting Deputy Secretary Christy Canigayo explains that Kona Blue, quote, was a DHS Prospective Special Access Program, end quote. These documents illustrate the history of the DoD's defunct Advanced Aerospace Weapon System Application Program, or AWSAP, which is referenced in these documents as the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP, which was the unclassified nickname for AWSAP. More specifically, Kona Blue was intended to be the continuation of AWSAP. The DoD's current UFO effort, the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or ARRO, provides this summary. Quote, in 2011, the DHS Undersecretary for Science and Technology established Kona Blue as a PSAP based on claims that relevant information and material existed and required this level of protection. The Undersecretary also cited congressional interest in the subject and possible impacts on Homeland Security as part of the justification for the program. 6 months later, however, the Deputy Secretary of DHS disapproved Kona Blue as a special access program and further directed its immediate termination, citing concerns about the adequacy of justification for the program and sufficiency of information central to the proposed development, including personnel and budget requirements, end quote. There's plenty here we could dive into deeper, but that's something for another day. But if you'd like to check out the documents for yourself, I'll add a link in the episode description, and I also have a link to the documents at rogueplanet.tv. All right, let's get into our main topic for today, and that's UFO burnout. As I already mentioned, there's been a noticeable uptick recently in the number of people voicing frustration about the current state of UFOs, who publicly acknowledge being burned out on this topic. This is a thing that pops up repeatedly in the UFO community, and it's certainly one we've discussed on this show before, but it deserves revisiting periodically. UFOs is a subject with universal appeal. Despite the stigma that surrounds the topic of UFOs, most people have an interest in UFOs to some degree. So why is it so common, so easy to burn out on UFOs? Something we always need to keep in mind is that we're all human, at least as far as we know, and we're all different. We all have different likes and dislikes. We all have different life experiences. Passions and motivations vary from person to person. This is certainly true when it comes to UFOs. Although the UFO topic has broad appeal, the people who wind up investing extensive time wrapped up in this subject are oftentimes people who have had personal UFO experiences, and their desire for answers to explain their experiences creates a passionate fanaticism of sorts. See, for people like me, and possibly you too, who grew up on sci-fi movies and TV shows, who have seen lots of UFOs, and who have a fascination with the mysteries of our reality, the UFO topic is incredibly fun to explore. But something important to understand is that not everybody interested in this topic thinks it's fun. For the thousands of people who assert they've had negative, traumatic, and harmful UFO-related experiences, they take the subject of UFOs very seriously and very personally. Now, a pretty common progression that occurs for people on their UFO research journeys is the graduation from fun, excited, and entertained enthusiast to passionate defender and disciple. And in any community, regardless of its subject, where passions run high and deep fanaticism exists, there's guaranteed to be those who go all in and make whatever that subject or community is the most important thing in their lives. They go down all the rabbit holes, soaking up anything and everything related to the subject, reading books, listening to podcasts, attending conferences, watching documentaries, following the big names in that field, and so on. And then, something that happens way too often, especially within the UFO community, these passionate fans turn into disciples. With religious fervor, these folks spread the UFO gospel, working to convert the masses, and admonishing anybody who dares to ask questions or have independent opinions. This has always been common, but it's seemingly becoming a growing issue. The line is extremely thin between UFO education and UFO indoctrination. And traditional UFO discourse makes it extremely easy to cross that line without realizing it. The honest, disappointing, and unsexy aspects of UFO research are rarely part of the UFO conversation today, from both mainstream conversations and from the UFO research community. Misrepresenting reality with hyperbole and lore to bolster support for UFO research and to convert the masses is so short-sighted and does significantly more damage than good. It makes UFO researchers look incapable of using logic or conducting objective research. And it fuels the persisting stigma that surrounds this topic. UFO discourse in its current state is extremely problematic, and I see UFO discourse as the predominant source of UFO burnout. Let's unpack that. Current UFO celebrities love to pander to their audience, which is something I personally find to be extremely unethical, slimy, and disappointing. Again, we're dealing with a subject filled with people who are passionate and desperately searching for answers. and the UFO community has no shortage of people happy to feed these desperate people exactly what they want to hear. This is where the problems with current UFO discourse are highlighted. These current UFO celebrities are the ones making the rounds on mainstream media, podcasts, documentaries, and more. These figures present themselves as authorities on the subject of UFOs, and then statements they make in their interviews are cited to and repeated by those who view them as subject matter experts. The current picture being painted of UFOs is pretty much the same as it always has been. That UFOs are more prevalent now than ever. There's a massive government conspiracy covering up the existence of UFOs, and because UFOs and ET technology can save humanity, humans deserve to have this reality disclosed to them because it's the biggest and most important thing ever in the history of our existence. Government conspiracies is its own hornet's nest, and we address that plenty on this show, but this is one of the strangest aspects of the UFO community. What isn't a conspiracy theory is that the government has been a primary driver of UFO discourse and the UFO community overall for decades. The government has a long, documented history of paying attention to the UFO community, attending UFO conferences, and even keeping tabs on UFO researchers. The government engaged in efforts to actively influence the general public's perception of this topic. The government has leaned into UFO lore and exploited that to conceal top-secret projects, and both historically and contemporarily, former, and sometimes current, military and government officials are the UFO celebrities driving the conversation. The intelligence community has largely been the leading exploiter of the UFO narrative. And as we see demonstrated for us frequently with the current UFO celebrities, basic tactics utilized by the intelligence community are used on the most desperate, passionate people in the UFO community. You see this with pandering behavior and comments, appeals to patriotism and duty, vague, wordy statements that sound important but don't really say anything at all, calls for activism, charged language that whips people into a frenzy and equates the quest for UFO knowledge with some sort of military operation, a war. Words designed to elicit emotional responses are strategically used, again, to appeal to and pander to people desperately searching for answers. Then there's hope. Hope is a powerful motivator, and it too is a tactic used to appeal to the UFO community. Promises of big things coming, disclosure right around the corner, and bombshell whistleblowers coming soon are heavily utilized to offer hope and to keep stringing people along. Then there's the outright confusing and self-sabotaging messaging pushed by those same individuals, appealing to people's desire to feel accepted, be a part of a community, and contributing to something immensely important and the need to be on the right side of history. Wait, that sounds nice. So how is that self-sabotaging? Well, some of the notable recent messaging from UFO celebrities has included proud aspirations to kill ufology. Then there have been coordinated efforts to activate the masses to influence government action related to UFOs, while at the same time bragging about coordinated plans to block the efforts of these government actions. And on top of all of this, more chaos, confusion, and self-sabotaging has been fueled by UFO celebrity sentiments that essentially say, if you're not with us, you're against us. Pushing a need to pick sides, vilifying anybody who dares question the UFO gospel of the day, and devolving to childlike pettiness, assigning derogatory nicknames to anybody who shows anything but unwavering loyalty to self-appointed heroes, are other basic tactics being utilized today that prey on passionate people desperate for answers. This all sounds pretty grim. It's actually not that bad. But this illustrates the root cause of UFO burnout. When you have an enigmatic topic like UFOs that has such broad appeal, and its community includes so many people desperately searching for answers, it's understandable that people are going to become emotionally invested in the subject. When UFO researchers, celebrities, and spokespeople hype up every UFO event or UFO-related piece of news, and when they repeatedly hype and tease impending information releases, forthcoming whistleblowers, and progress on Capitol Hill, yet nothing of substance ever materializes, that is emotionally taxing for people who choose to believe and follow these personalities. I know I say this all the time, but UFOs are sexy. I get that. This mystery is incredibly appealing. It's easy to get pulled in by this subject, and even easier to fall down all of its related rabbit holes. It happens to many who enter this field, and sadly, because of what we've just discussed, many get frustrated after a while and leave the field altogether. UFO discourse and the messaging pushed by leading UFO personalities is flawed, and it's one of the primary obstacles to any progress being made in this field. It's pretty common to see UFO researchers on TV, at conferences, or on podcasts pushing the narrative that UFOs are swarming us and we're powerless to defend ourselves, the government wants you to believe that UFOs aren't real, and that the UFO conversation isn't at all related to UFOs that turn out to be mundane objects. But again, statements like these are at odds with objective UFO research, and they're deceptively inaccurate. Yes, obviously, UFOs are real. And yes, they are everywhere. UFOs are seen every day, all around the world, by people from all walks of life. This isn't new, and it's always been the case. Yes, there's been lots of attention given to UFOs over military training ranges recently. But this isn't because of some new alien attack on our military or anything like that. Very simply, recent government UFO projects were specifically focused on UFO reports from military training ranges. Then this claim that the government wants you to believe that UFOs aren't real is an old standard in UFO discourse, but, again, completely inaccurate. The government has investigated UFOs for decades. It operates current UFO projects. And it repeats time and time again that UFOs are real and a serious concern. And to my last point, there can be no honest, objective discussion about UFOs without acknowledging the reality of UFOs. What do I mean by that? Trying to present all UFOs as anomalous phenomena is ridiculous and counterproductive. The honest, objective reality is that almost all UFOs are eventually identified as mundane objects, like balloons, drones, rocket launches, and satellites. That's what the data shows, and it's just common sense. Our skies are absolutely littered, and they're becoming more littered every day. A persisting opinion pushed by established UFO discourse is that pilots are the best UFO witnesses, because they're trained observers. So if they report a UFO, it's got to be something truly anomalous. And anybody who asserts that what a pilot saw was simply something mundane like a balloon is essentially calling the pilot an idiot. Okay, this is simply an illogical position to take. Pilots are imperfect humans, like the rest of us. UFOs are typically UFOs because of human perception. Yes, pilots report mundane objects as UFOs just like the rest of us do. Ascribing superhuman powers to pilots is one of the enduring illogical retorts within the UFO community and a prime illustration for the need to reframe UFO discourse, moving away from the consistently repeated, inaccurate, and defensive quips that we've all used for decades in this field, and instead present UFOs in an honest, objective light. Yes, UFOs are real. Yes, most UFOs end up being mundane objects. No, that doesn't make the reporting witness an idiot when that's the case. Yes, some UFOs do seemingly defy logic, demonstrate seemingly anomalous behavior, and merit further study. As I like to say, UFOs are endlessly fascinating, but they're also endlessly frustrating. But that frustration can be mitigated if we change how we talk about UFOs. Rather than using hype, appealing to emotion or duty, treating UFOs like a religion, and building up false expectations, the best approach is honesty. During a time when calls for transparency are some of the loudest cries from the UFO community, it's well past time to provide true transparency about UFOs overall. And just one more important point that I repeat and will continue repeating, there are no sides to UFO research. You don't need to pick a team, assign yourself or anybody else a label, or frankly, do anything. It's completely up to you. The study of UFOs is an individual pursuit. We're all different, and we all believe differently about everything in life, and that certainly includes UFOs. People are free to agree or disagree, and the onus is on all of us individually to analyze and weigh information, claims, etc., and determine how, if at all, that information will affect our personal beliefs. Understanding and acknowledging human inadequacies holds tremendous value for the reframing of UFO discourse to be more honest, objective, and realistic. And hopefully, it'll keep more of you around this community to contribute and explore this weird and wild subject of UFOs with me. But that, my friends, concludes our episode for today. But before I go, have you had a chance to check out my new zine called Ufologically? This is a monthly digital zine covering UFO news, events, and more. The first issue was released on April 1st, and I just published the second issue on May 1st. So head over to ufologically.com to check that out. As you pursue your UFO research, do what works best for you. But consider my 5 recommendations to guide your UFO research quest. Always treat the UFO subject with the cautious and responsible skepticism it deserves. Question everything. Have the courage to form your own opinions. Keep truth as the focus of your quest, even if the truth conflicts with your opinions, and be open to modifying those opinions as you consider new information. And lastly, don't be a dick. As always, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if there's a case or topic you'd like to have featured or addressed on a future episode, a general comment, or anything else. I'd love to hear it. I'm easy to reach. You can always contact me on the platform formerly known as Twitter at @acecentric, or shoot me an email at jason@rogueplanet.tv. I'm Jason McClellan. Thanks for hanging out today. Join me again next time as we try to figure out together what the fuck is up with these UFOs.